Let's try this again. Hold on. All right. You guys are on. Hello. Good morning. You are on WEOL.
Good morning.
Is this Suzanne?
It is.
I'm glad we're able to finally connect. Technology aside, maybe there's sort of the Grinch technology trying to prevent you from telling us all of the high-tech gifts that we can get for our family. We appreciate you joining us. Tell me just a moment what Techalicious, I love the name, what's it about?
So Techalicious is really a resource for people to know which kind of products they should get more of those products, what kind they should be looking for in terms of security and how to solve their problems with technology. So it's for that everyday consumer. It's not for the geeks out there, though. People, even geeks have problems. So it's really geared for your mom or your sister or your next door neighbor.
So what do we want to get this time? What is this 2017 Christmas holiday season? What is the must have sort of tech companion idea gift?
So there really aren't many surprises. So the Consumer Technology Association every year does a survey and asks, what do you want for the holidays? And every year they sort of come back in different, rankings in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But we're seeing, again, TVs, smartphones, video game systems, tablets, and laptops. Those are all in the top 5 and have been for a few years. Sometimes one will go up or down. But we're also seeing newer tech items. So you're seeing things like drones and wearables and smart home devices that are increasing on people's wish lists.
We are here in early December. Are we reaching a point where some of these things might not be available?
So the items that are super hot, so for instance, the Nintendo, Super Nintendo system, that old-style classic game system, that's very hard to find at this point. Some of the really hot toys, again, you're going to have trouble finding those. And if you do find them, you're going to be paying a premium for them. If there's something you really want and you haven't purchased it yet and you're concerned about price, I would suggest installing a price tracking tool so that when you're going online, you can find out whether it's available for a lower price someplace else. I like Invisible Hand, for instance. It just installs in your browser and it'll say, hey, by the way, you can find this tech item here on Newegg for less than you can have it on Amazon, or maybe it's a different service that might have it. So, and then another tool I like is Honey, and it will let you know what the price history is. So you can see, is the price going up on this item? Should I get in on it now? Or do I see price fluctuations, and maybe I should wait until I get an email alert saying the price has dropped?
We buy things for our family. It seems we now buy stuff for our home. There's all these home things that kind of make our living better. Any ideas for using, technology for that?
Absolutely. So the main reason why people invest in smart home devices is they want peace of mind. And one of the big items that they're looking for is going to be a home video camera. So the VTech 931 is a camera that doesn't just have a fixed view. A lot of the cameras do. It will pan and tilt so that you can see more of the room. So using the app, you can zoom in up to 10 times. You can move the camera so you can move it around as though you're standing in the room yourself. You get, obviously, the motion alerts that most cameras have, record video footage. And another feature that this and other cameras have is that two-way conversation. So let's say that you're traveling, you want to check in on your child, or you want to tell the dog to get off of the sofa. You're going to be able to do that and hear and have them hear you.
I could be 2 feet away from the dog to tell him to get off the sofa, and he just kind of tilts his head and goes, he gets up and turns around the other way. So there's not, you don't have like a poking stick or something that I can robotically use for something like that.
But you can have like these pet treat dispensers and, remote laser devices. I think it's PetNet. That lets you play with your pet remotely. So maybe that would be a solution for you.
That's good. I'm confused by smart light bulbs. What's so smart about these light bulbs? I guess that might Bluetooth activated or something?
So there are two different types of light bulbs. There are ones that are Bluetooth that will work with things like the Wink Hub and SmartThings and other devices. And then there are ones that are more Wi-Fi oriented. So you're going to want to know whether you want to control it with your smartphone or whether you want it to go more into one of those whole home systems. What's smart about them is that you can have sensors in your house, you can have geofencing, meaning that when you approach the house, your house knows. So so you can always have lights on. You can also change the color temperature, and I bet you've heard a lot about blue light being bad in nighttime in terms of interfering with your ability to go to sleep. But that blue light in the morning is what wakes you up. So being able to do these little small tweaks is really what makes your life a little bit better through technology.
That sounds good. If people want to find out more about some of the things we've talked about, where's a good place to get some of that information?
You can go to techlicious.com. I just, you know, one of the things that, you know, we struggle with is buying things for our kids. I just wanted to mention, you know, laptops. We're seeing you be able to get lots of things in them, so lightweight, portability, and also battery life. So, for instance, the LG Gram is under around 2 pounds, 15 hours of battery life, and Core i5 processors. So being able to get it all in one package. And then for kids, one of the big things that parents struggle with is, you know, they don't want them exposed to content that might not be appropriate or spending too much time on their device. So Google has come out with their Family Link app, which gives you complete control over an Android device. So if you're looking for that type of gift, now you can get it for only $230 through Amazon Prime Exclusive. There's the LG Q6, the 5.5-inch display, a wide-angle camera on the front, face recognition for unlocking. So being able to give kids what they want for a cheaper price point is something that I think everybody's looking for the holidays.
Wow, that's amazing. And not only you have the technology, but then you have sort of all the protocols, the software, the ways to keep out malware and all that type of stuff.
And it's really important to be able to know how to set things up properly, whether it's for yourself, for your parent, or for your child.
Right. We here sometimes have a problem getting the sound off of our computer because it keeps making a bleeping noise every time we get a notification. But that's a talk for another time, and I'm sure on your site as well, you offer tips and set up things and as well as get people information on how to get the best out of their technology, because there's nothing like getting something out of a box, looking at it, figuring out, and going, well, what do I use those other four buttons? I'll just use the one big red one, and that's the limit of what you use, so you can help people that way. Suzanne, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing all the details of what's new at the holiday season.
Thanks so much for having me.
Suzanne Cantro with Techlicious. She's Techlicious founder this morning. I'm looking on that site as well.
Yeah, and before that, she worked with Martha Stewart.
They have doing what? Setting up all of Martha's technology or something?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good thing, right?